been so great. I've had some really sweet notes that have been put with people's seeds when they deliver them or mail them to me. So it's been really great to have people write in to say, thanks so much for lifting me out of this funk. Or, hey, I'm really excited about growing. Do you have any tips about how to start a vegetable garden? Other people that are really excited to share some really unique seeds that they've been growing. And it's been really positive. One of my favorites is a lemon cucumber. So it's a round yellow, about the size of a tennis ball or smaller, depending on how much you let them grow. It's a cucumber that's really crisp and fresh, and it looks unique, and people that often see it go, what is that? So that's one of them. And then another one that I'll be sharing is a currant tomato. So it's this tiny little half-inch tomato that's red, and it's really nice in a pasta sauce. They just kind of like pop in your mouth. Yeah, there's a lot of reasons why seed swapping is important. So one is around having a food secure ecosystem. So exchanging seeds helps to keep the biodiversity. Because if you go to most seed companies, you'll notice they have very select few types of tomatoes. Lots of seed companies are offering the same kinds. So for example, if you go to buy peas from multiple seed companies, there will be the Lincoln variety of pea. And it's like a tried and true seed, and that's great, but out of the thousands of available varieties of different fruits and vegetables and herbs and flowers, we tend to be growing these same varieties. So by exchanging seeds and growing out more heirloom seeds and different varieties, we're helping the biodiversity of our whole ecosystem.